Every week when I tee it up with my buddies, we have an unwritten rule that everyone gets a mulligan. Hi, this is Tony Agnese. A mulligan is basically a do-over, a second chance to redeem ourselves from a really bad shot. You know, God is that way with sin. We are all sinners, and even with the best of intentions, we continue to sin. But God gives us a mulligan, a second chance to redeem ourselves. As a matter of fact, he gives us a third and fourth chance as well. Our God is so awesome that he gives us unlimited do-overs. My buddies, they're not so generous. You know, when I'm speaking at the jail, I tell the inmates that there is no sin that God can't forgive. No sin is so great that our all-powerful, ever-living God can't forgive. We simply have to acknowledge and confess our sins and ask for his forgiveness with a humble, contrite heart, as in Psalm 51. To many prisoners, this is the game changer, the one thing that brings them closer to our Lord. Many feel that the crimes they have committed or the mistakes that they have made are unforgivable. But God forgives every sin. The only sin God can't forgive, I explain to them, are the ones you don't ask him to forgive. Think about it. If God is love, then forgiveness is assured. Jesus took all of our sins to the cross. He died for our sins. No matter how big or insignificant, he died for all of them. It's also important for each of us to forgive those who have hurt us in some way. Forgiveness is the key, whether we are asking for it or giving it. The Lord offers us many things. Among these are forgiveness, justification, and salvation. But it all begins with forgiveness. Go ahead. Ask God for a mulligan. This is Tony Agnese.